This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. How do you do? August 9th is upon us. It's the beginning of Elvis Week. Talk more about that through the course of this half hour. Elvis and Viva Las Vegas. I always like, crank this up a little, James. Can't sit still for this, Jay. Right. Shoulders move, hips move, toes are tapping. Yeah. Great talent, man. This guy really set the mark. So it's worth celebrating. I like this, the Elvis channel on Sirius XM. And when I'm in the cars, cars have Sirius in them. One of my newer trucks have. So I love listening to the Elvis channel. It's just something about the stories they tell about him and what goes on at Graceland, that kind of stuff. It's one of the most popular channels there. All right, so there we are, getting into that mode. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, the story of a 102-year-old woman in Oregon who's been teaching swimming classes for 5 decades, and she says, you know what? I'm going to keep doing it. Name is Peggy Konzak. She is in the Roseburg area where we are heard, KQEN. She has taught several generations of babies how to swim at the YMCA in Douglas County. This wasn't the route that she expected her life to take. She's the mother of two, studied to be a hairstylist when she was approached about this job and the Oregon Alliance of YMCAs. She has never looked back. Peggy has been doing this. She says, I'll keep teaching these classes for as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine going into the... Yeah, walk into the pool, and you see this lady, and you don't really know how old she is.
She looks like she's maybe late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens to you when you stay active. When you keep your body in shape, and you're working... You know, eat the right stuff, mm-hmm. kind of.
Well, and being in the pool where it kind of helps with gravity's pull a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, right. Anyway, she and her husband were married for 79 years. He's been gone for a couple of years. 79 years being married, how about that? Can you imagine yourself? And this is not about Ryan. I can't imagine myself, it won't happen anyway. There wouldn't be 79 years, even if I were 20 years old. 79 years with one person, probably, it'd be a very special person.
Well, and also special. Just the longevity of health-wise, because you think most people, most couples, both of them surviving past an age where they could even celebrate a 79th anniversary, that's a funny. And her husband died at the age of 100, so they're both sanitarians.
Good for them. All right, well, Peggy, you've got a lot of love from us, and I hope you're listening. You're up and listening to the radio station. Because we send you our best. Keep up the good work. Peggy Konzak in Roseburg, Oregon. Yeah, I like those stories. All right, let's go to the situation in Ohio. Yesterday, all eyes seemed to be, or many eyes were on what was going on there, the special election. Only 10% of the people who are eligible to vote voted, which is pretty disgraceful in and of itself. And, of course, as you might expect, there are a lot of people who are interpreting this politically as a win for abortion advocates. And maybe that's what it is. But is that all it is? Is it merely a sounding board?
That's definitely at the front of mind because that's what's coming up. soon. Yeah. Where it had issue one been voted for, yes, majority takes it, then it would change the 50% plus one to succeed something to 60% in favor, 40% against, which gives a lot of power to the 40%.
Yeah.
You know, but if you, but also at the same time, if you're thinking, well, if you're going to change an amendment, you would want a majority of the majority, not just 50% plus one. But again, then the whole flip side, the 40%, that's just sitting there. But this would, had this gone into effect, it would affect all elections and outcomes of changing the Constitution and any amendments moving forward, even in other topics. But because the soonest one coming up is abortion, it became entirely about abortion. And you also had politicians who were in favor of it saying, no, this is 100% about abortion.
Well, is there a constitutional convention that's necessary, according to what I'm understanding to be the situation, correct me if I'm wrong, in November there's going to be another election. Ohio voters will decide whether to establish a right to abortion in the state's constitution. And then this is, again, 50 plus 1, right? The simple majority decides the outcome.
And that's the way it's been since 1912.
Yeah.
50% plus 1.
All right. So how significant would you say among your family and friends? You live in Ohio. I think it has become more to the right. I think Trump won there, as a matter of fact, in 2020. He won there in 2016. And so there has been, I think there was a vote in the state legislature banning almost all abortions. But voters there rejected this proposal that, you know, would have helped to restrict abortion even more. So there's kind of a hello, which end is up in this?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't close at all. It was like 2/3 almost saying they didn't want to change things. Right? Wasn't that where my numbers right?
Yeah.
60%.
Because should it change, it does give more representation. There are more rules that go along with it that rather than just the 60-40, where even for petitions, you don't need just a certain amount of names. You need a certain percentage per county to make sure that it's not, you're not just getting all of those names on your petition from one concentrated area that feels one way. You're getting everybody represented, but then it gives that 40% a lot smaller of a number more power to block anything, to say no to anything.
Too much power in the hands of too few. So Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana have also voted, if you will, on the abortion rights side of this kind of a referendum question. There have been a number of states have proposed since the Roe v. Wade decision by the Supreme Court, which is something people throw this back in my face, and it's okay. I said for years and years on the radio, and even in my private world conversations, I could never imagine a world in which a political group would have enough power or the balsam to change Roe v. Wade, and I was proven to be wrong. So in this circumstance, whether you're right or wrong, I just am surprised. I think in my own world it needed to be left alone, but this is my world. I don't think it's my business what you do with your body. It's nobody's business but yours. That's my read on this. You can say, how dare you think that way? Because that's what I think. I dare to think that way because I have a mind of my own. And I don't follow trends. Any of you who have listened to this program for any length of time know that I usually go against the grain. Whether that's just because that's my nature or because I want to do it to get people to think, I think it's more my nature. Frankly, I just don't like people who just in huge throngs do things in the name of the
public. Most people don't like to be put in a box and yet continue to put others in boxes.
Yep. All right, so Ohio, if I understand correctly, if I look into this a little bit more deeply, Jay, is one of, I think, 10 or 12 states that restrict abortion. Let's see, the other states are Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. Notice there are no states on either coast that are in that list. What does that tell you about how our country is divided in many ways, right? And most of the red states are in the middle. Blue states are on the coasts. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Why is it that people who live on the coasts think differently than the people who live in the Midwest, live in the Mid-South? It's really, that's a fascinating study in and of itself,
well,
frankly.
Yeah, and just the lack of representation for people who do not identify in either political party, Republican nor Democrat. It's so easy to just leave out all of the other parties because they are not majorities. And typically their candidates don't get to go to the big dance when it's the big debates because there's just not enough backing.
So they're going to have a special. I'm looking at some of these states I just mentioned and what's going on here in Florida. DeSantis signed a 6-week abortion ban, I think, earlier this year, right? So they're trying to get more signatures to place the measure on the ballot. That wouldn't be until next year. The measure would amend the state's constitution to legalize abortion until fetal viability, which is around 23 weeks, right? So it would fly in the face of what DeSantis signed, if I understand it correctly. Yes?
Yeah. And the ban was pretty much placed on hold for a little bit. Yeah. And so currently it is kind of what it was before, where abortion is legal through, I think it's 20 weeks, 22 weeks, which is into the second trimester. It goes up until viability.
You know, it's really interesting how you read on the opinion pages of most of the newspapers that are left of center. The focus on the article I'm just reading is on Arizona and Florida. And the writer says, these campaigns are worth watching for reasons beyond abortion policy. Democrats hope that the excitement over the initiatives will lift President Biden's reelection chances. What? Why should those two be even tied together?
Exactly.
What is so you have an opinion. You have a thought about it. Sometimes this is guaranteed in the next couple of years to turn what would be maybe considered by some to be sort of an unremarkable election into something that is a national event because of the messaging, because a lot of the anti-abortion stuff, you can see it. It's not resonating because of what I just said about those four states. All of them have lost when it came to the hardcore anti-abortion messaging. It doesn't work because people are at least thinking it through. That's not a bad thing. All right, 18 after. Yeah, let's keep thinking. This is a good day.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up.
Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Yeah. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Baby, let me be your love and shaggy back.
Ba-ba-da.
Put it sitting around my neck. Leave me anywhere. Leave me
for that
ignorant
day. Elvis Week. Hoo-ha.
May I sound like a teenager, but Elvis has been an important part of my life, frankly, and most people who are my age and younger, I mean, there's something about Elvis that captures the imagination of people of all ages, and that's why, among other things, if you want to be, you know, if you want to be cold and calculating about this, Elvis's estate makes about four times as much money a year as Elvis made when he was alive.
Yeah, tells
you something about marketing, and he was a pretty flamboyant personality when he got started. 1954, he started playing the blues at a place in Memphis. That's where That's All Right Mama came from. That was his first, really. A lot of people think Hound Dog was his first hit, but That's All Right Mama was the first one, actually. So let's talk about Elvis, shall we, in our social media. It's certainly the legend of Elvis and all the things that are trending regarding him and his life. Certainly reasonable discussion, and so we'll have it here in a moment.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
As men say, only fools rush in. But I can't help
So, can you imagine a woman being sung to using this song? How she couldn't help but fall in love with the guy.
Sings a lot of people use this for their first dance.
Exactly. Very sweet. Yep. All right, so we're talking about Elvis. It's Elvis Week. He passed away in 1977. Yep, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was maybe 79. No, it's funny, I can't remember. No, it was August 16th, 1977. He was on the toilet taking a poop. Matter of fact, not that that's most. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You did, okay.
Well, I thought it was, Judy Garland actually died on the toilet, but it was Elvis who he was found on the floor.
Well, he fell off the toilet. Yeah. All right, so enough on that. Riley Keough, who is the daughter of Danny Keough and Priscilla, right?
Lisa Marie Presley.
Lisa Marie, right. She supposedly is the heir apparent, although I don't know. There's some about her.
It's been finalized. She's the one that has Graceland now. She's going to run it.
Why would that have been so difficult?
Well, she's just the one that inherited it. It was her mom that had it, and it was Elvis and her mom, and then it just went to her and her younger
mom's still alive.
Were twins, but what?
Her mom's still alive. Her mom.
No, right? It didn't go to the mom. It was never. Priscilla was the one behind it all, but it mainly was owned by Elvis and then his dad. I think that when his dad died, and it went to Lisa Marie for the most part.
Anyway. All right, so there's a lot of focus on Elvis this week. You can count on that here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Okay. Ready?
Jay, you ready?
Ready.
Jump back in again here. Jay Kirshner jumping in as if she were going for a swim in a big pool. And at the other end of the pool is Uncle Dougie. Going to have my children, my daughter and my grandson and her husband are here, have been for a couple of weeks. And so everybody in the family wants to have dinner, right? Let's have dinner with my sister. To have dinner with her cousin. So every night you go out and you have something. My sister's really pretty conservative when it comes to how she eats and what we have. But my favorite niece, Mandy, has invited us to go out tonight. And they take us to a restaurant and there's always more to eat. You know, those restaurants, there's always more to eat than you can possibly eat.
Mm, yes.
Right? So what's the remedy? Don't eat tomorrow. Have plenty tonight. All right, let's see what's in the good news department as we start this half hour of Good Day. At the 5 years old, the story of Mariah going into foster care, enduring abuse and neglect from her parents. They had substance abuse problems, mental health stuff, for 9 years. She went back and forth between a number of foster homes and her mother's house. Never had any stability, never had any family. So she was afraid, because in the foster care system, sometimes you get adopted, sometimes you don't. She said she knew what abortion was. She knew what adoption was. But I just didn't think it was something that was going to be ever in the cards for me. That changed, though. She was referred to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Dave Thomas was the founder of Wendy's, the restaurant chain, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I believe that Wendy was adopted, and that's where this all came from. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's the story. I don't know that for sure, but anyway, one of the recruiters got to know Mariah and built her a network of mentors and supportive adults, two of whom were Emil and John. The couple got to know this teen through community activities and dinners, and they listened to what was happening in her life. Over time, Mariah started to trust these two and open up. So they forged a great bond, and just before her 15th birthday, they told her they wanted to adopt her as their daughter. Imagine adopting somebody at that age, right? There's all kinds of stuff that goes, the earlier you adopt, the better it's supposed to be.
In which way?
Consistency, yeah, right. It's much easier. You haven't
less
formed your personality. Yeah, right, exactly. Mariah...
That's accurate, but isn't it such a sad reality? And that's
yeah.
Like so many kids who are older, they never get a shot because they just end up aging out of the system, and then they
yeah.
have no support, not security net, but you know what I mean? There's just mm-hmm. no... It takes a village. What's that saying? It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a village to be there for an adult, too.
It's really pretty amazing how the system works. But anyway, a happy ending for a youngster who didn't have any hope. And so she's graduating high school this year. She's going to go to college. She wants to become a firefighter, so she'll have a good future because she has support there. It's just about having support. Do you know there are 20,000 people that age out of foster care, never have a family every year? 20,000 people, teenagers, just like this girl, that have never had anybody step up to adopt them. So anyway, if you're interested in this particular organization, the Dave Thomas Foundation, it's DaveThomasFoundation.org. DaveThomasFoundation.org. Good for him. He's passed away, but it was a great initiative. And I do think, I can be wrong, but I think Wendy was adopted.
I don't believe she was.
You know,
but that is
okay.
a good question of why adoption was so close to his heart.
Well, maybe he was adopted. Do we know that?
I'm not sure.
All right. Let's move along. Biden administration is expected to restrict American investments in China. Man, it's about time. What have you been waiting for? No leadership. Should have happened a long time ago. Keep the Chinese out of American land, farming, business. Why does that take such heavy lifting? Why is it studied so much? Well, because we're so dependent on them. Well, why are we so dependent on them? It's just, you know, the economy... The reality is. China is where it is because we basically supported them and changed their world with our investment and our eagerness to, some people's minds screw over the American labor movement to get things done cheaply in China. China knew our psyche and fell right into lockstep. But now things are slowing down because people are getting wise. They don't want to do business with China to the extent that they did. So there is a fear of deflation in their economy. You know, they're trying to get the yen to be the number one currency to beat out the dollar. And that's, in fact, falling way short because of what's going on in their own economy. We don't talk much about their economy. We don't talk much about them other than, you know, there's certainly a negative spin on it with me. But the people who are there, this isn't about the people of China. This is about the government of China. And the unrest that you don't hear about either in the news media, because there's plenty of collusion between the Chinese leadership and our American press media around the world. But there's plenty of trouble in China. And speaking of that, the whole business about Taiwan, people are suggesting that the reason that the Russians and the Chinese are sending warships to float around Alaska is because, you know, they're wanting to see what our reaction is going to be. I don't know how these people think, but is our reaction to them being off the coast of our country a bellwether of what would go on in Taiwan? Pretty much the whole world, with the exception of Russia and Iran and a few of the other rogue states, are all against the Chinese trying to take Taiwan away from, you know, to take its independence away and make it a part of China. And they just keep pushing on that and pushing on that and pushing on it. Oy. All right, let's see here. What else? Oh, I had one other thing with regard to China. Did you hear the story, Jay? The mother of the sailor who's charged with providing military information to China.
Mm-hmm.
The mother was the one who encouraged this fellow to cooperate with the Chinese.
Really?
She told her son it might help him get a job with the Chinese government someday because America's going down. Good God. Jeez. How people think. Help yourself to the first, be in the queue in the first line, first 10 callers right now at 800-419-3684 to get those two free nights in Las Vegas. You like the stars, you like the excitement, you like what goes on. You've maybe never been to Las Vegas, you've always wanted to go. So call 800-419-DOUG right now, and you can go for a couple of nights without having to pay. Maybe you'll stay longer. Depends on your own aspirations. But call them now and get in the queue. 800-419-3684. First 10 callers right now win two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-DOUG.
The Chasing Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Now 43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Often a visit from Uri Geller is just what the doctor ordered when I want to uplift myself or be uplifted, or I figure the audience needs some upliftment. Then we go to the person who I think is the best when it comes to displaying all different sides of one's personality. What I like about Uri Geller most, or maybe not most, but one of the things I really like about him is his sensitive side. I've been told that I was a sensitive new age guy, a snag. Uri would have been my mentor when it comes to that. I think that's one of the things that first, appealed to me about our friendship was the fact that you were very sensitive and we were both kind of, when we talk about stuff, we'd display without fear our sensitivity, our side that's, why is it that men don't want to show that side, do you think?
Oh, Dougie, I don't know. Let's not go into this. I want to tell you something that happened today in a tour.
Yeah.
By the way,
tour of your museum.
We just sent you, by the way, a documentary about the museum. which will go on Netflix with probably a few series because they shot so much footage, a British production company. But because it is a summer break, you know, so kids go to parks, go to amusement parks, and go to museums. So probably I will have in the coming 4 weeks 2,000 kids coming to the museum. Not at one shot. You know, I mean, I can see maybe 40 or 50 people in the museum at one go. But luckily I have a beautiful terrace that overlooks the sea, the Mediterranean.
Yeah, it's fine.
And you can stay under the terrace because it's covered with arches, ancient arches. But anyhow, what I wanted to tell you today, that Doug, I'm kind of amazed and astonished at how children, I had about 15 girls today, from the ages, I would say, 7 to 12, okay? Maybe 13. Yeah. Every one of these girls had an iPhone or a phone, any phone. But the way they handle the phone, I would probably have to sit 6 months and learn how to work this phone. They know everything about the phone. And they can take pictures and they can video with one finger. You know, they are unbelievable how our kids today are so advanced in these new electronics. Now, if we go back 50 years, 55 years, there was no iPhone, there was no internet. I say that our life was much more interesting then.
Yeah.
I say it was healthier because, you know, you don't know. You give an iPhone to a kid to hold by their ears. We don't really know how much radiation emanates out of a mobile phone. We don't.
Right.
There are all kinds of stories. Probably big companies are trying to hide it and bury it under the ground. But we are living in a network of waves, radiation, and you name it. When we walk out to the street, you've got the television radiation, satellite radiation, mobile phone radiation. I mean, unbelievable. So, I can tell you this, that definitely our life was healthier. And I would like to know your opinion. What do you say?
I think that a scourge on mankind. I get my 8-year-old grandson has started to use some of the technology. He doesn't have and won't have an iPhone, but the kids watch these movies and Pokemon and stuff like that on the flat screen on an iPad or something. And it's like it isn't so much what it does there's an exposure there that's okay, but the fact that it's almost there's a myopic focus. It's like mesmerized. It's like you're a zombie when you're on these things.
Yeah,
and I think that's very dangerous.
And let me add that besides becoming kind of you tied with chains to these iPads that kids use, but also what about the content? You know, some of these kids are watching war films.
Right, yeah.
They're watching people being shot. It's unbelievable what's
available. All right, I'm looking at the picture of you in the museum. Reminds me of when I was there.
Come on.
All the children, the posting would be at urigellermuseum.com. URIGELLER, Uri Geller, here on Good Day with Doug at 10 before the hour.
Hey, Doug, are you speaking?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm oldie oldie to remember this. Some of you will remember Siskel and Ebert. It was a very, very popular program syndicated around the country for a long time. Two movie critics, one for the Chicago Sun-Times, the other Chicago Trib, as I remember, Chucker.
Yes, correct.
They had different points of view, and they were very entertaining, very erudite, if you will. I thought that show made movies more interesting, actually, with their take on it. There have never been. He went after Siskel died. Ebert tried to do it on his own for a while, and it didn't.
Yeah,
really
well,
work.
He actually did it with Richard Roper, who did a pretty good job.
Nah,
they started. I started watching them on PBS, which is a public broadcasting station. They did that in the late 70s. And that show ran was called Sneak Previews, and they didn't have the thumbs up or down at that point. They just said yes or no. Well, if they didn't like a movie, no. If they liked it, yes. And then they syndicated the show, which became very popular nationwide. It was called At the Movies. And the reason we play that, the reason we discuss Siskel and Ebert, is because at my ice cream parlor every day I have a big screen TV, so I do stream at my ice cream parlor. So I put on YouTube a lot, and I watch a lot of different videos, and I find myself at this point in my life, very reflective.
Uh-huh.
So Siskel and Ebert popped up, and it was an entire day. I started watching their entire broadcast of them reviewing movies. So one was from 1982. I think it was June of 1982. And on that program, they reviewed Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid with Steve Martin. They reviewed E.T., Poltergeist, and Rocky III. And much to my surprise, Siskel gave a pretty aggressive thumbs down or a big no to Poltergeist, which became a big hit. And most people really dig that movie. I dig that movie. I think it's really good. They both gave a no to Rocky III, which wound up being one of the biggest hits of that year. They both love Rocky I and II, but they thought that the character development with Rocky itself was waning in Part III. I think they were both wrong on that. a no to Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid, which I agreed on that one. But what was interesting about watching it is I realized that there is really nobody in our current culture who was able to duplicate what they did. That was a place in the time.
Nothing.
It took me back, and I thoroughly enjoyed. Well, I got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed watching some of their broadcast stuff from the 80s. And you can watch that stuff on YouTube. That's the stuff, Doug, in terms of streaming or content that you could rewatch. I love that stuff. It's the current stuff when they do feature films for streaming, not playing in a movie theater, that boils my blood. I can't stomach that stuff. But the other stuff I love.
All right, here's the story. That was a good story. That was very well done, Chuck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ridley Scott says he regrets turning down Blade Runner. Say it again, Doug. Blade Runner. The sequel. What, Alien Covenant.
Well, he did the original Blade Runner, and then did Blade Runner 2049, a different director helmed that, I guess.
Why did he not do it? Why
I don't know. Maybe he just didn't feel creatively he had enough passion to do it, and then I guess after the fact he did, Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford were in the sequel. Here's an interesting one. There's going to be a documentary this September on Netflix spanning the 50-year career of Sylvester Stallone. Before that, it's going to screen at the Toronto Film Festival in September. That's something I'm very much interested in seeing. I think that's a great subject for a documentary, especially if they do it warts and all, which I believe, not knowing him personally, but knowing the Stallone from talk shows, I think he'll be very honest and open about his entire life.
He has nothing to lose.
Not at all. At this stage in his career. I mean, he's doing a reality show on what is it, on Amazon?
Yeah,
I don't agree with it. I'm surprised he did that, but I guess he did that for his family, his daughters, and his wife probably wanted to do it. So he's going along for the perennial ride. Here's one thing I don't like. Netflix is going to have an original movie with Gal Gadot called Heart of Stone. I guess they're going to try to turn it into a franchise property for her. To me, I just say, here's Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, very appealing. I'm a fan. Like, if she's going to do something, put it in a movie theater. It just bothers me. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. Uri Geller, my friend, you know, he's someone I'm close to. He just told me that he's there's a Netflix production going to highlight him and his career and his museum.
Oh, cool.
In production now. So that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of cool,
Chuck Curry is cool. He's here every day with Movie Moments on the Good Day program. Always with some insight as to what's going on for the movies and television, video in general. So we're happy to have you here, Chucker. Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.